Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, we've heard a lot about the alleged sexual misdemeanours in Hollywood recently. Cambridge University students have created a database of non-consensual sexual interactions in more than 1,000 films and TV shows. Martha Ferrer is here from Unconsenting Media. Now, first of all, have I got your name correct?
Mart.
Mart, okay. And where's it from?
It's French for Martha.
Okay, that kind of follows, really. I was kind of expecting it to be sort of, this is a misprint, and then when you sign. Anyway, that's by the way. Tell me about the database and how it came to be in the first place.
So it was started by a student last year at the University of Cambridge, wonderful student called Rose Payne, who kind of found herself really, really needing and wanting this kind of resource. And she spoke to people and she talks about it, and it started off as a Google document that anyone could add to. And I think it just sort of snowballed from there. I remember watching it grow from there, and it was amazing seeing how many people were contributing to it and how many people recognised the need and the sort of space for this resource. So that's kind of how it started, and then eventually it sort of shifted, and it's now being run by some other kind of people, some at Cambridge, some not. It's really spread kind of away from the university.
It's almost crowdsourced in a way with different people. Who's it actually aimed at? Who might use the database now it's available online?
Yeah, I think kind of literally anyone who needs it, whether that's someone who's been a victim of sexual violence, whether it's someone who, you know, someone close to them has been a victim of sexual violence, or anyone who's sensitive to watching or, you know, seeing sexual violence portrayed on screen. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're making a judgment call about these, you know, what's being broadcast. But I think it serves as a really, really useful tool for people who just want to know what they're watching.
Are there guidelines, though, to make the information available anyway? I'm thinking of sites like, say, IMDb. Do they not perhaps carry this type of information, or aren't they going deep enough with what they're showing?
I think some of them do, but I think that tends to be when it's sort of a major plot point. Whereas what I really like about Unconsenting Media and what it's sort of become is that it covers all sorts of different things. It covers everything from a mention of sexual violence or jokes about sexual violence to actual depictions, actual quite visceral depictions of sexual violence. And that's what I think is really important, because that sort of thing isn't on, you know, Wikipedia or IMDb, because a lot of those things are crowdsourced as well. And if someone doesn't deem that important or significant enough, it's not on there. Whereas this is a database specifically for that.
And there is no doubt the danger of, maybe just a glib, a throwaway remark, actually causing some upset to somebody based on, I don't know, whatever form of words is used.
Yeah, absolutely. And that doesn't mean that these sort of remarks, you know, we were talking about Mad Men earlier, those sort of remarks were really kind of part of the culture.
Well, this is the interesting thing, isn't it? Because if Mad Men, of course, for those who aren't familiar with the show, set in advertising agency in the, certainly in the 1960s, I'm trying to remember if it starts in the 50s, but anyway, it's set in that period where those sorts of, you know, I say those sorts, you know, comments are made usually towards the female sex. I guess, you know, obviously it can flow in both directions, but that, you know, predominantly it's towards women, where I feel like the danger remarks are invariably made. But that was how it was. And if you want to depict something accurately, and, you know, you can argue about casting of this person, that person, you know, but if you want to go back and have something the way it was, then you kind of got to have that sort of remark in there, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah, I think in Mad Men it's about sort of creating the world, and I don't think it treats anything lightly. I found it really difficult to watch. It took me a couple of attempts to watch the show because I found the sexism so hard to push through. But it really is, it's typical of its time. That's the, you know, what it's created.
Which is to say, for those who haven't seen it, they smoke in Mad Men as well, which is something which I find it very strange, as I've probably mentioned this before on air a few times, but as a complete news junkie, I am perfectly happy to watch BBC Parliament's most highest rating show, which is the reruns of old general election programmes, where they smoke.
Yeah.
If you've got a general election in the 1960s, you will see the presenter, Sir Robin Day, the big interviewer of the time, with his cigar. puffing on his cigar whilst interviewing somebody who's either just lost or gained a seat. But the point is that's how it was.
And it's really not about saying that the show shouldn't be making these remarks or shouldn't be creating, or any film, you know, can't or should or could not use sexual violence either as a plot point or as part of the tapestry of the show. That's kind of a separate debate that we're not really here to make. We're not here to be part of that debate. We're just here to let viewers know, if they want to know, that that's what's in the material that they're watching.
And I noticed in the newspaper article which was written about this, It's a Wonderful Life, the James Stewart film, which will no doubt be available to watch on some TV screen over Christmas, had a reference. But I think that's that black and white film many years ago. Do you know if there's a propensity to have references or a depiction even more now than there used to be? One thinks of some of the big American dramas, something like Game of Thrones, for example, where it's strange. I often mention to other people, I'd much rather watch Doctor Who, where a Cyberman or somebody is going to zap somebody down because you know it's not real. The trouble with Game of Thrones, not, you know, the violence is bad enough, but when becomes mixed with sexual violence, then it's not really what you want. I just wonder if you think it's happening more.
Yeah, I think it is happening more. I mean, it's hard to say. I'm a massive television junkie, and I think it is happening more. But I also think sexual violence is being depicted in an increasingly complex way. I think historically it was very much through the man's eyes. I'm obviously generalising and talking about men on women violence here, but in general it often was very much told through the man's eyes. And then you get shows like Orange is the New Black, which really, really centres the woman's experience.
Now that's the Netflix show, which is set in a prison, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a whole plot line, I think it was season 3 or 4, where one of the characters is assaulted by a guard, and it's very much told from her perspective. The entire recovery is her perspective, and it's complex and messy, and I think that's the depictions we're moving towards. I think you can have a separate debate about whether sexual violence should be used as a plot point quite so often. Sometimes it's done in such a blasé way that I don't think is very safe, but that's really not what unconsenting media is here to do. We're really not here to make a judgment call in any way, shape or form. We're simply here to say, this is what it contains. If you want to know this, you can come to us.
So the type of listening, if we were to bring it up now and type in a movie, whatever that, or a TV show, what do we actually get back at us?
You get back a list of different things. I'm just pulling it up now. So it's a sort of checklist, and anyone can contribute to the resource if they've seen something or they want to share, whether it's got it or not, to be honest.
And then do you double check all of that just to make sure?
Yeah. It's checked by the fabulous team that's ever growing. It covers everything from things that happen specifically to children, things that are implied, threats, relationships between adults and teenagers, things that are off screen, things that are attempted, things that are, you know, actually shown on screen. So it's got a thorough checklist.
There's some nasty minds out there in the world, unfortunately. Are you worried that some people might use this as a resource to find things to watch rather than avoid them, which I realise is the absolute intention you have?
No, absolutely. I think when we were, certainly I know when the director was originally looking up like what exists that's similar to this, and I think she found a lot of really unpleasant websites that catalogue these kind of scenes, and we can't stop people from using it in that way. But we're not here for that. We're here to promote our resource to people who are victims, survivors, who have experiences or not, who just want to know. And that's also why we have...
And the listening is pretty much plain text, isn't it?
Exactly.
As well.
It's completely plain. And that's the reason why we also have a separate section of resources on the website, which has links to charities and resources and legal advice for different countries.
Because that's the thing. If something, you know, for example, on the BBC on EastEnders at the moment, there's Kathy Beale, a character who was raped in EastEnders some 30 or so years ago, is being confronted by the man who raped her as part of a side plot line, but still a very important one. And when that sort of thing crops up, the announcer at the end of the show says, you know, if you want the help, call this number, or, you know, here's a resource for you. And that's, I guess, what kind of gets missed quite often. If you happen to be, you know, nothing against the services involved, but if you're watching a movie on one of the pay TV channels or one of the subscription services, you don't necessarily get that element once you've seen something happen.
Absolutely. And also, it's once it's already happened. It's once you've already seen it. This is about helping people make an informed decision before they watch it. Sometimes it might mean they don't want to watch it at all. And sometimes it means they say, no, actually, I do want to watch this, but now I know. And I just feel more comfortable knowing that it's happening.
Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. If people want to take a look at the site, where do they find it?
Unconsentingmedia.org, or you can look us up on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Mark DeFerrer from Unconsenting Media. Thanks very much for joining us.